Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ellen Reinhardt in for Ricky Bevington. The family of a Georgia Tech student who was shot and killed by a campus police officer has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
The suit claims Officer Tyler Beck was improperly trained and used excessive force when he fatally wounded Scout Schultz in 2017. Schultz called police and allegedly refused to drop a knife before the shooting. Speaking on 11 Alive, their father, William Schultz, said he wishes Beck had resigned.
No parent likes to lose a kid, and Tyler Beck killed my kid. That's the bottom line.
Beck was placed on paid leave after the incident. The suit also names Georgia Tech and the Georgia Board of Regents. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Georgia's food stamp recipients affected by Hurricane Dorian will have extra time to report food loss, GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
The southeast coast of Georgia felt the largest impact from Dorian late last week, with downed trees and power lines. Now, people who lost food purchased with food stamps due to those power outages will have until October 3rd to report it. The state's Division of Family and Children Services says people usually have just 10 days to report their losses, but the extension will allow them to help more families by reimbursing them. Only those people living in one of the 21 counties that were under a state of emergency are eligible for the extension. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Georgia Ports Authority has announced plans to double the capacity of the Port of Savannah. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Ports Director Griff Lynch says the authority plans to establish a new container port on Hutchinson Island, which sits across the river from Savannah. It's one piece of a plan to double the amount of cargo containers the port can handle. The authority also plans to add more cranes and make space for larger container ships to dock. Last fiscal year, the port moved a record 4.5 million TEUs, or 20-foot equivalent container units. That's the measure used to track container capacity. Currently, the port can handle up to 5.5 million TEUs. They say the changes will double that by 2030. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.